Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We're learning Maseches Yoma Daf Ayin Zayin Amud Beis. The Gemara says, "Tana Rabbanan Asa Lirchatz Mixes Gufay Kechol Gufay." You're not allowed to wash even part of the guf, just like you're not allowed to wash the entire guf. V'may Meluchluch Betiriv Tzaya. If there's mud or tzaya on the guf, Reichatz Gedar Gavin Echeshes. Then you could wash what you need to take off the tzaya and the tzaya, and not to worry. Also, lasach mixes gufa kechal gufa. You're not allowed to anoint shishmir oil on part of the guf, like the whole gufa. May achayla if he's sick, aisha hayalai chatatim bereishai, or if he has different wounds in his head. Sach kedarkai, he could shmir kedarkai ve'ena cheshish. Let's state the Gemara. Now, the Ram brings the Yerushalmi that sikha is also whether it's shaltainug or ena shaltainug. Even a sikha which is not done for enjoyment is also aser. And the Ran says, so Aibazai, that we find the heta for chayla and bal chatatin is specifically for the cause, for the chayli and the chatatin, then there's a heta of sikha. But otherwise, if it's just, even if it's not for tainug, if it's not necessary for the chayli and the chatatin, it's asir. As I say in the Rambam, and Shvisa Sasa Perikim, Lachatas sikha is asir, bein shal tainug, bein shal ein shal tainug. And only a chayla and bal chatatin amutir. But that's the lashon of the Ran from the Yerushalmi and the Rambam's Psak, that Sikha Zas, it doesn't matter if it's Tainuk or not Tainuk. And that it's Mutter by Chayil and Chatotim is because of the Chayil and Malchatotim. The Torah also says that, the Torah in Siman Tav Reish Yudalit, says that Sikha is Mutter by Chayil and Chatotim, and he says, B'loi Chayil, afilu mein esach le Tainuk, el lahavir zuha ma'asir. So the Chayil, he says, it's to remove sweat, to remove zuhama, a smell, and that's asr. L'chayri means to use soap or deodorant, which is not done for enjoyment, it's not done for physical pleasure, but it's done for practical, because you don't want to smell. It's asr. So the Bais Kama bothered, how come by Rechitza we find that Rechitza, where he's Meluchlich B'tidav Tzaya, he's Rechitz Kedar Gevein Nechashish, and by Sikha we find that Sikha L'hav Rezuama is asr. It's only mutter for a chayla or a bal chatatin. As I fact the Paiskim, and the two mahalchim and the Paiskim had to answer this question. It's very interesting. The Bach and the Taz and the Pri Chadash, all in Siman Tav Reish Yud Gimel, they all, there's no chil between Rechitza and Sikha. Adarab, but the Pri Chadash brings a raya. He says, Seich Le Sachti, we had before, is the makar for both Sikha and Rechitza. Sounds like they're both exactly the same. So what's the chilek? The chilek is when you have actual tit and soya on the basar, that's a big tzarech, and that is the same tzarech or a similar tzarech to chayil and bal chatatim, and that's mutter. And that would sound like it's mutter whether it's rechitza or sikha. Mashenkin, when you don't have actual tit or tzaya, all you have is zuhama, zeya, so then it's asr, and we asr even rechitza. Because they don't want to make a chilek between rechitza and sikha, and they're saying that the chilek is that tit and saya is a big tzarech, zeya, zuama, is not such a big tzarech, and that's a chilek. And those paiskim all interesting, all in siman taf reish yud gimel, by the siman about rechitza. The magen ram and lavush, they're both in siman taf reish yud dal, but a siman of sicha, they say sicha is different than rechitza, that's a chilek. Sicha, shteit yishalmi, it's also even if it's ein shaltanuk. Rechitza is only also shaltanuk. So if it's l'hav rezuama, it's mutter. And they all, there's no chilek between you washing actual tit or tzaya or removing zuama or zeya. The chilek is rechitza and sicha. And they say a lashon because sicha has more anah. There's more tainug. Even if you're not miskaven l'kach. And the Yerabba, who's a little bit bothered by the sorah, but he says it's in the Shibali Leket. And the Maim Amarcha also brings it from Rebbeinu Menach. So the Ari Sheinim, that say this clearly, that there's chilek sicha and rechitza. Rechitza is mutter for tit and tzaya. Sicha is aser lahav vizuama. That's a chilek. And if Pichadish has a kasha, it's the same pasuk, seich leisachti. Why the chilek? I think the chilek is because in the shame rechitza, if you're not doing a lanoas rechitza, it's not rechitza b'chlal. It's not rechitza. Rechitza is lanoas rechitza. Sicha is always a tainug by itself. It's a tainug be'etzim. Even if you're not doing a l'shem tainug, but it is be'etzim b'metzias a tainug. Now, I think the lashon of the Torah in the Shulchan Aruch is klar mashma achil tin rechitza and sicha, not achilik between tit and tzaya and zuama. Right, like we're saying, the Bach, Taz, and Prichada show there's no chiluk chitza and zicha. Tit and Saya is mutter by both rechitza and zicha. Zuma is also both rechitza and zicha. But the Magen Avraham Levush is saying there's no chiluk between Zuma and Tit and Saya. Both of them, rechitza is mutter, zicha is also. The Shulchan Aruch is mashmed that way, the Torah also. Because by rechitza and simetafresh yid gimel, when it wants to imat the yodav mechags betit, the wash and wash lay also el rechitza shel tainan. So it's giving you the heter of titutzaya. The heter is because they also bechitzer shel tainuk. When it wants to asas sicha lavur ezeya and simetaf reshidal, the way it says iser is that filim enesach latainuk alahavizua ma'aser. Why? Because sicha is us even if it's not latainuk. It really doesn't sound like the chiluk is between titutzaya and zeya. It really sounds like the chiluk is bechitza, which is only us latainuk, and sicha, which is us even if it's enesh latainuk. So come at tunaf geminis. A shaila is a sicha mutter lavur ezeya. A sicha zich also lavur ezeya, but a sicha mutter lahavet tit aitzaya. If it's punked, you would need soap to get out the tit and the tzaya. Would that be mutter? But to be a big enough gemina is rechitza mutter for zeya for zuama. According to the Bach and the Taz and the Prichadash, rechitza is also asal lahavet zuama. But according to the Magen Avraham and the Levush, if a guy is very sweaty on Yom Kippur, he can go and take a cold shower to get out the sweat. Only Sicha Zasa, not Rechitza. And the Mishabur baskins that way. In Simadav Rishit Gimel, Mashim Lashin Zed, the Mzeya Harbe, Vroit Zaluchat Zalahav Rezeya Mutter, Kevishin Rechitza Shatainag, and that's what it says in the Matthew Ephraim. But they wrote that Lamais, if someone's not an Isness, he could take it. He should be machmir by rechitz lavizay because, like we said, there are machmirim, the Bach and the Taz and the Brichadash. Just want to mention that this is all on Yom Kippur, where this sicha is definitely asal havizayah, either because sicha is asal even if einish atayinu, or because lahavizayah doesn't have the same chashivas as lahavalichluch. But by avelus, and it says mefurish in Yeridei simin shim peyal sebeis that smuta even losach lahavizuma. And that's the Kuli Alma, and who would then by the 9 days? So if someone needs soap for Avelos, or during the 9 days to take off the Zuma, then it'll be Mutter. But in Yom Kippur, it's certainly Aser, and Rechitza for Tid and Saya is certainly Mutter, and the Shaila is the Chilak Rechitza and Sicha, and Sicha is worse, and that's the Pashas Meshmais, the Turish of Chanak, that's the Magen Avraham, that's the Levush, the Mishabur Paschkins that way. The rechitz is fine. There's no difference between zeya and lichluch. The difference is between rechitz and sicha. Sicha is worse. Sicha is asa b'chalinyim. Rechitz is mutter b'chalinyim. Or as a chilek, there's no difference between rechitz and sicha. The chilek is tit and zeya is more of a cause than zeya. Now, the Gemara is matachatatim bereishai, which there you don't have an issa sicha. So shtaltzuch the shayla. What happened to the issa of refuah? We know on Shabbos and on Yom Tov, there's an issa of doing refuah. So bishlaimim hayachayla, a chayla doesn't have an issa refuah. A chayla that's not from the mishkav, there's no issa refuah. But chatatim bereisha, it doesn't sound like a chayli. It sounds like a mechesh ba'alma. So why is it mutter? So Mishnah Berurah Siman Tov Reish Yidal Sefkan Bey says that we have to be talking about a case where the sicha that you're doing is not a refuah dika sicha be'etzim. If you want to smear on an ointment, which is a medicinal ointment that's never used by Briyim, avad it's aser for chatat debreish, it is an iser of refuah. It's a regular iser of refuah. You're not allowed to do any medicinal therapies on Shabbos and Yom Tov and Yom Kippur because v'zeyushim skikah shamamanim. But if it's something which is a derech of Briyim, it's a machal Briyim, it's something which Briyim do, you're doing it for refuah, that's mutter. The reason why is because it's not mucha milsi, you're doing it for refuah, but in Kippur it is. In Kippur it's mucha milsi, you're doing it for refuah, because no one's allowed to do it. So why would you have the heter of derech b'riyim for sicha on Yom Kippur? No one else is allowed to do it, it's only allowed to be done for refuah. So the Beis Meir, in Nagayis, at the end of the Sefer, he tzeichen tzu a gemar in Beit Afil Ches. The gemar in Beit Afil Ches is discussing why is it that you're not allowed to be tevil kalim on Shabbos and Yantif, but you're allowed to be tevil a person on Shabbos and Yantif. A person's allowed to be tevil on Shabbos and Yantif. Why do we say it's misakin money to be tevil kalim and not to be tevil a person? So the Gemara there says, because the person is mechze kemeka. It's not muchacha mulsa that is misakin money, because maybe he's not going into the water for a swimming pool to cool off. So the Gemara says, why is it mutter on Yom Kippur? Yom Kippur, you're not allowed to do it lahakir. And it says, kol chayv etvilas tovim kedarkam beim yom kippurim. So it says, mitach Shabbos mutter af Yom Kippur mutter. That's what the Gemara says. Because once the Gzeira doesn't apply to any Shabbos and Yontif during the year, who wouldn't want to apply to Yom Kippur? So you have katatim bereishai. So on any Shabbos and Yontif, to put things that even Briyim would do, you're doing it for refuah, but even Briyim would do it, is mutter. Even though now that would be matrit, the svara to be matrit is only on Shabbos Yontif because it's not mukhach for refuah, and here it's Yom Kippur, so this mukhach for refuah, so why is it mutter? The Tayyim Tech Shabbos mutter af Yom Kippur mutter. They weren't geyser just because of Yom Kippur. As I lechay the sugya chatatim bereishai, the Mishabura says the akimta is it's a machal briyim, something that briyim are going to do, and the kasha is but briyim can't do it on Yom Kippur. The teretz says we have the gemara in Be'ed Af Yilches, similar case where we matter of masakin mana because it's near a maker. I there's no maker on Yom Kippur. Mitayek shabbos mut Yom Kippur mutter. Here's the problem in Siman Tafresh Yud Gimel. It says you're allowed to wash your eyes because of refuah. So there, again, you have the same kasha of refuah. So the Mishnah Berurah there brings the achrayim, the machzor shekel, and the matte Ephraim, that the only time you're allowed to wash your eyes in refuah is if it's called the chayla kol gufay, or it's a sakanis aver, where there you don't have an issur refuah. But otherwise, ein echanami mitzad the issur chitza, it's okay if you're doing it for refuah, but you can have an issur refuah. Well, what's the difference? Chatatim bereishi, you're telling me if Briyim do it, you'll have to do it. So how come Arachitza say Naim, you don't say the same thing? See, the emphasis is the Meril Diskin, and Chuvin, Kudjasach, and Espey Tess, he asks a kasha on the Machzor Shekel from the Gemara in Be'ah. That what do you mean? Why should it be us? Arachitza say Naim is a perfectly buried thing to do. Elamayim Yom Kippur, no Briyim are allowed to do it, but we have the Gemara in Be'ah that says that they weren't geyser just because of Yom Kippur. But for whatever reason, the Mishnah Berurah there says he has to be a chayla, but here, by chatatim, he's clearly not a chayla. The Mishnah Berurah says it's mutter because it's Briyim do it. Hadi miyashav etu, I saw b'sol Yanka Fisher, in the Chuvah 7, Yishol Chelik Tess, Simon Samach Gimli, as Aris the Mishnah Berurah, when he gets to Simon Taf Reshit Gimli, Mamash asks his kasha the Mishnah Berurah, it's brought there in the Maduras Dirshum, and how come by chatatim he says it's mutter when Briyim do it, and Marachitze Sinayim, he doesn't say it. And now let's go right up. The Gemara brings the next verse. So Hilach lahakbul pnei ov pnei rabbi, a pnei mishigalu mimenu oiv al tzavar b'mayim ve'ein echayshish. So you let it go through the water to be makbul pnei ov pnei rabbi. It's a mitzvah. Chazal said it's fine to go through the water to do a mitzvah. The Torah brings from the Bahag, dafka if the water is up to his neck. What if the water is over his head and he has to swim or go in a small boat? So the Bahag says it's awesome. We know you're not allowed to swim or go in a small boat on Shabbos. Zeira that you might make a chavash al shayatim. So that's also asur on Yom Kippur. Pichadish is lechari, the price is first away, and that's what lechari the Bahag is trying to say. Either ad savare, up to his neck, not longer, not more than the neck. How would you get there if it's above the neck? You swim, you can't swim. So Tur doesn't understand. He says if rechitza, which is so chomer, it's a smachta of a pasuk, they were matter, so weren't they matter? Swimming, which seemed to me more kal than rechitza. So it's Yosef to answer the Bahag says, first of all, they didn't want to be mad to something which is also on all Shabbosses. They only want to be mad to something which is also only on Yom Kippur, that they were mad to, but not something which is also on all Shabbosses. Or he says, the fakir, because it's kal, so male, they made a bigger chizuk. But the Achrayim say more basha the teretz. The premise of the Gemara is that rechitza shenish l'tainig is mutter. Now even the Achrayim that say that it's also l'haver zeyam, like we said, the Bach and the Taz and the Pri Chadash, the Pshad is because you need a tzeruch, just like these cases also you need a tzeruch. You see that going back from the Shia, the Gemara had a whole Shaila, Rabbi Yitzel Talmud, the Gemara says it's also, you need a tzeruch. But the sight of the Heter is, it's not Shaltainuk. All the Shainim say is such a Lashin. So Mela, they will make all when it's Einu Shaltainuk, if you had tzeruch. But Shayata, what should be the Heti? It can't be even Issa Durabbanon, even for a mitzvah. Why would they be matter? It's like a strange thing. The Torah says they were matter, such a chamadik Durabbanon. Why wouldn't they be matter more kaldik Durabbanon? The Chayyim, they were matter any Durabbanon. Hailach lakhu play rabbi. You're allowed to be even Issa Durabbanon, lakhu play rabbi. It's a special din barachitza because it's Einish Latainug. Magavram brings a raya because you see the matter lishma peiris. The Gemara and Shabbos, Tafkuflam Tess is mavur, that you can't go on a boat lishma peiris. That's a shtickel aron on the Torah lemaisa. The Shulchan Aruch, says b'shem yesh misha imeshua. So he doesn't bring another day. But it seems the stimus achrayim is like the bahag that it's also to do any other isidur aban. It's a special heter of going through the wood house rechitza because it's not a rechitza shel tainuk. Now the Yishanim here, Taisa Shanim, Taisa Rosh, the Ritva, the Ran, the Rosh, they all ask that there's a Gemara in Shabbos, Tafkuf Yud Gimel Mebeis, which says like this. It says, if someone comes to a stream of water on the way, so what should he do? To go around it is Marba Behilucha. To go through it, that you're not allowed to do, because maybe his clothing will get wet and it'll come in day Schita. So therefore he could jump over it, even though normally you're not allowed to jump on Shabbos. It's like an isser of shaloye heluchech kishamis keluchech b'chayil emtashim mishamis raglecha. But here you don't have a choice, because either you're going to have to be married b'hilucha or you're going to have to be kamli de srita. So mela, they allowed you to jump over the thing. See, it sounds like an hour to go through a thing is an isser mishum srita. So how come here it's mutter to go? What happened to the isser? You might kamli de srita. So Taisim Sech the Shabbos, Daf Kuf Yud Aleph, says the teretz is Mishum Mitzvah. The Yishayim all bring this teretz, but they all ask, so why is the Mutta Lishma Peiris? That's not a mitzvah. Taisim holds that for Hefsid Mamaros today will matter. But that's the Kashur Yishayim about it. So the Yishayim here say a teretz, Taisim Shanim, and the Rosh, and the Ridvam, and the Ran, that since later the Gemara says, Uvachla Yitziyadi Mitachas Chapas Chaluka, right? You can't bring your hand mitachas kapas kaluka, and it means you have to leave your clothing in the water. So the only matter, if you leave the clothing in the water, that's like a hecker, you won't come in day skita. That's Rishayim's there. So the Brichadish is bothered, but lemaisa, how come here we say it's mutter, and there we say it's usser? What's the pshat? What's the teretz? Because here, we're only matter because you have to keep your hands under the chapas chalukah, not move your clothing out of the water at all. So how come you can't do that eitzah there? So the Prechadish says, la'ilam, it's mutter to go through water. The Gemara there was saying like this. The Gemara was trying to say, you can't jump over a creek, you can't jump over a body of water. So the Gemara says, but that doesn't make sense, because what's the other eitzah? You tell him to go all the way around, that's the worst tircha on Shabbos. You tell him to go through it, he might come with a chil Shabbos. But let's say he has no eitzah, l'mashal. If he has to go all the way around, he can't jump over, it's too big. You can say it's not usher to go all the way around. It's just the choice of the two to jump over the thing is less tirchan Shabbos than going all the way around. So he says the same thing with going through it. Going through it. If he has no choice, he can't jump over it. And he can't go all the way around, he has to go through it. So he's lying to us. So he stayed in our Gemara. It just means that yes, you have the shtickel problem of schita, better to jump over it. As I touched to the Gemara, but there's no issue to go through the water. The Yishayim didn't hold that way. So how do you answer the Prechadish's kasha? Now what's the chil? The Kakam Agamara says it's mutter, and the Yishayim say because they only will mat them shlaitziyadi takas kapas kalukai. And the Agamara says it's aser. So Judas Rashi holds that shlaitziyadi takas kapas kalukai, we'll see this soon, it's not a hecker. It's that you shouldn't carry it. It's not really a hecker. So maybe Rashi Taka is like the Prechadash, that it's mutter in all cases. It's just because there you have an eitzah to jump over it. But if you have no eitzah to jump over it, it'll be mutter. Or maybe it holds like the Taisus and Shabbos that we mentioned, that it's mutter mishum mitzvah, and Shmir's Paris is also like a mitzvah, Hefsid Mammon has the same chashivas. But Taisus and Ksuvah's Davav says another Taisus, which I think is the key here. The Taizen Ksuvah says, "Kol davar she'adam oseh b'mischaven lekel l'migzah shem yischait." If you're doing it deliberately, there's no problem with schita. So what's the chilek here in Shabbos? The chilek is here he's going in the water. Here he's going in the water. So that means he's making his clothing wet. That's not a problem with schita. In Masechta Shabbos, he's probably the case there is, the Lashon HaGemara is zimnim de mistavim mani b'mayiv asub de schita. There'll be times where his clothing will get wet. It sounds like normally it won't get wet. There'll be times it'll get wet. That means the chayav is only going, like he's wading in the water, and that's the issue, because he's not getting his clothing wet. I think that's what the Yishayim here mean also. When you get your clothing wet, then there's no problem with schita, because why are you getting your clothing wet? Why don't you try to get them out of the water. That's a heker. You're deliberately making your clothing wet, and you're not going to come with this skita. And that gemara, the issur is, you're going to go through the water in a way that you're going to try that your clothing should not get wet. But that's also because they might get wet, and then you'll come with the skita because you won't have the heker. Now there's another kasha, the Rishonim asked, why isn't there an issur of kibus that you're putting clothing in water, shiyasa zeru kibus, so that's a sugya in Shabbos. There's actually 2 days if you say shiyasa zeru kibus only when there's dirt, or even when there's no dirt, that's what the Rishonim talk about. The Tais Rishonim and the Rosh, say even if it needs a washing because it's already black from wearing it or using it, as long as there's no actual dirt, you don't say shiyasa zeru kibus. But that's only putting it in water. I mean, obviously, washing it would be usher. There's another Torah that said, no, you always say shiyasa zeru kibusay, but if you do it derech lichluch, you're just making it dirtier, not cleaner. That's why it's mutter, and that's why it's mutter to go and dry with a towel. Now, just to explain a little bit more, the Gemara of actually Yetzi Yadim Itachas Chapis Chalukai, right? The Rashi says that it means to take the Shulei Chalukai, the banim of the Chaluk, and put it on zroi and put it on your arm. The ainin erik malbush ella kaneisa al ksefa, because it doesn't look like you're wearing it. It looks like you're carrying it. So that's like an issur. You can't wear clothing in such a way that the whole clothing is on your arm instead of on your body. That's like carrying. The Torah says that the reason is because of a heker shleyavle de schita. That's what he says in Simin Shin Aleph when he talks about that issur of going through the water. He says, if you're going lahakba pnei rabba, you could have actually had to yadei tachas chapis chalukai. And he says it here also, in Simen Tav Reish Yud Gimel, he also says, it's a heker that you shouldn't come for the day schita. So the Beis Yosef and the guy in there, in Simen Shenaf, they both say he got it from the Rosh and the Ran. Because they asked the kasha, like we said, that the shemin issur schita, and they answer because you have a heker, so they can't learn like Rashi. Rashi says that the issur is only carrying, that's not a heker. You're never allowed to carry on Shabbos. So Mamela, even if you're not going through the water, so Mamela, they learn that this is the pshat. You're not allowed to move it at all. You're not allowed to do anything to keep your clothing dry. That's the heker. You have to deliberately make your clothing wet, and then you won't come with a schita. So we had that kasha, like we spoke about before, right? That why here is a mutter? And in Shabbos, we don't say it's mutter also. Elamai is going to say, and this is what's mashman the Torah, that stamazay it's aser, but lahak will play rabbi, then it's mutter. But then, what was Yushainim's kasha? Stami could say that there were geizim mishum schita stamazay, but lahak will play rabbi, there weren't geizim mishum schita. So I think the gain is mashman at teretz that we said, that when you're going in the water, and they're definitely going to get soaked, that's when you have the heker that makes sure your clothing gets soaked. That's the heker. Mashenkin there, the lashon is you can't go through the amasamayim zimnin the mistavim anavasiskita. Maybe you'll get soaked. So you're going in a way where there's a shash that they'll get soaked, and male they weren't mat, there is no heker. So there's actually a third shot in the Gemara why you can't take your hands mitachas chapas kaluka, like we said. Rashi says al tzitza. The Torah says al tzheker that you shouldn't come with the skita. The Ritva says the third shot, that it shouldn't look like you're being nene from the rechitza. We don't want people to think you're going swimming. That's why we make sure your clothing are on, so everyone should understand you're not going swimming, you're not cooling off, you're going because you have to get through the thing. But l'chayr, kum des amachleik is ludina. Rashi l'chayr holds that you're allowed to go and try to get your clothing dry. As long as you're not carrying them, it'll be mutter. You don't need the heker. How does Rashi answer the kasha? We said a few turutzim. We said the pre-chadash. That's not really an issur, it's just telling you it's better to jump over. We said, Taisus, it says it's a tzarech mitzvah. So that's an answer. Alright, why about Hefzid Mammon? Maybe Hefzid Mammon also. So we said other answers. But the Rishonim hold of this Alts Heker, it's a chumra ledina. That you can't even do it in a way which you're not carrying. It has to be that you have to be totally unconcerned about they're getting wet. Problem is, the chayin is a steer in Shulchan Aruch. In Hilchas Shabbos, the Shulchan Aruch says, Mamash like a Torah, so does the Beis Yosef. He says it's to remember that you won't come with the Schita. Here in Hilchas Yom Kippurim, even the Beis Yosef is mefakvik a little bit on the Torah. He says, maybe the issue is not carrying. He says, another pshat in the Rosh. The guy in the Shin Aleph doesn't want to learn the Beis Yosef. And he also, he says over here that the Isser is like Bi'al Zrayai. It sounds like you don't have to do it Ba'ifin that is, if you're not doing by Bi'al Zrayai, it will be Mutter. You don't need a hacker. Chayitza Steven Shulchan Aruch, it's mamish the same case. Habala Hakbal Pnei Rabbi, in the Chashamis, he says that you can't be Yetzi Yadim Tachavis Chaluka Kadesha Yiskar. And he says you can't be because the problem of carrying the din is different. The din means you can't move it at all, and the din because of carrying is that you can't put an alzroya. I don't have a miyasha the steer in Shulchan Aruch.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.